It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
To 128.95, Celtics just have to get it across half court, and they can dribble it out. We have seen some remarkable Celtic performances on this floor the last few years. They have played Golden State better at Oracle Arena than anybody. But tonight, in what could be their final game ever at Oracle Arena, they score their biggest win here. So dominant, so impressive, so overwhelming, it's going to make people wonder if maybe it's not their final game at Oracle Arena. The final score, Boston 128, Golden State 95.
And so here we go. That's where we're going to start. Celtics, Warriors last night. Don't worry, Bruins fans. We're going to get to Bruins, Hartford, coming up a little bit later on in the program. It is Felger Mass here on 98.5, the Sports Hub, FM dial in Boston. Catch us across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. That's a simulcast anytime on the app, 98.5, the Sports Hub app. Just download that to your smartphone. The stream comes right up. You can catch us on the replays as well that night or the next morning to catch up with anything that you miss. Also, the Felger and Maz off-air show returns tonight to Facebook Live and Twitch. Myself and Murray and or Maz, we haven't figured out the lineup yet.
I can do it.
All right, Murray's in.
Gonna have to be Murray tonight.
Okay, got myself and Murray right at 6 o'clock. We run right out of here, right into the back room, and that's how you get us on the Facebook Live and Twitch show at 6 p.m. sharp. As I said, we start Celtics-Warriors, and Maz, how'd you feel about that one?
Well, so, I was just wondering. I was asking someone quickly off the air when the spring rating period ends, because this is important for our listeners, because I think it's right around June 20th, and I'm trying to figure out if that'll be Game 6 or Game 7 of the Celtics-Warriors series. Yeah, I'm really struggling with that, because apparently now all of a sudden this team's destined for the finals. Is that the deal?
You don't feel that way.
Oh, God, please, would you stuff it? Listen, it was good basketball. They played a great game last night. They did. They also might as well have been, who's that guy, that Dragon Bender, who did the workouts against the chair?
Yes, correct.
The same kind of thing last night for the Celtics. Chairs dressed up in Golden State Warriors uniforms. The Celtics look like the Warriors in this game, and the Warriors look like the Celtics, is how I sort of rationalized it. So look, they played well. I was happy to see that there were a lot of things to like. It means Jackson. Zero. Jack squat. It means
why?
Nothing.
Why?
Because they
doesn't
need...
it mean that they showed what they're capable of?
I already had an idea what they were capable of.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you think they were capable of putting it all together this year and doing that this year, given their condition?
Not this late, no. But again, for one night.
So that means something.
Okay, so for one night, congratulations.
Well, yeah, on a random night, yeah. No, I've seen it before. I saw it when they did it against Philly after they lost two horrific games to the Lakers and the Clippers.
Different.
How?
Different, because they own Philly. They have a huge mismatch advantage against Philly.
They were down how many bodies against Philly in that game?
One. That mattered.
They play well against Golden State, too.
They do.
Right.
They do play well against Golden State.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to put these into simple terms. Let's say you owned a company. You had a dysfunctional alcoholic who actually showed up and came and gave you a good day's work.
Okay.
Does that mean he's coming back the next day?
No.
I would say good start. This is what he's capable of.
Okay.
But yep. That's an interesting analogy.
Okay. So that's what I think this team is. And again, until they prove to me.
It's a great analogy.
It's really not a bad analogy. Like, I get it. It makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So I look at it and say, fine. Yes, when you're all squared and focused and everything's in order and everything's working right, you, my friends, you guys are good. You are. The problem is you can't stay functional. That's the problem. And so now, like, I'm eager to see what it looks like tonight. It would not shock me in the least bit if they play Sacramento and get their asses kicked.
What if they put back-to-back?
I'll feel better about it, but it doesn't mean they're cured.
Murray, how do you feel? You as miserable as this guy?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because like everyone's a little too crazy because it was Golden State. But that game last night, as good as the Celtics look, it was, Maz, your eyes work, and as did everybody else's. The Celtics, at times last night, I know I wasn't alone. You watch that game, you're like, where the hell was this team all year? It's maybe the best, most complete team basketball game that they've played all year. But that was still more about Golden State. Because without even mentioning Klay Thompson's absence, I'll be firm but fair, besides Steph Curry, who looked mortal, who showed up for the Warriors last night? Who?
No one.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin Durant looked asleep. Boogie Cousin looked awkward and turned into a giant a-hole.
I was just turned into? Do you wonder if Boogie's going to ruin that team?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been telling you guys this for years. Don't look at me on this one.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I'll have to eat the L on that one.
He is a defensive disaster. Disaster.
I mean, you could tell early. When he was screaming at the refs when they weren't getting calls going their way, like in the first quarter, I was like, oh, boy.
Well, so that's just sort of his overall... You know, but I mean, just technically, basketball-wise, the defense is a killer.
Oh, God, he's brutal.
It's atrocious. It's a joke.
And he's still out of shape. He's fat.
And he's out of shape, and he doesn't really play the way they play. And then never mind all that stuff, Murray. Yeah. Like, I could see him ruining that team.
Yep.
But either way.
Even further, because don't forget that Draymond and Durant hate each other. It looked like Golden State didn't want to play in that game, and it was pretty evident pretty early. Well, the Celtics were up 11-0. It's like, okay, I know I can go to bed at halftime and catch up with the rest of this because the Celtics are going to win this game. And again, good win for them, but I want to see how they look tonight against the Kings team that's fighting to make the playoffs and has been pretty frisky before we start like, everything's fixed. They flipped the switch.
Is it possible that they reached their bottom to fill, you know, to continue your analogy if you want, Maz?
Mm-hmm. And now they went to rehab and now they're cured?
They reached bottom. And they've admitted the problems, and this whole thing about the long flight out. Jimmy, if you have the Kyrie cut, we could hear it now. You know, the whole thing about them sort of straightening it out. Here's Kyrie after the game.
That long plane ride helped us out. I'll just say that. That long plane ride helped us out. You know, we needed it. We needed it. It was just, we were going to get to a point where we were just going to get tired of, you know, fighting each other, fighting, you know, the outside world, and it doesn't really matter. So we just want to come out here and just play basketball. This is our sanctuary, and we have to do everything to protect it. We can't let anybody infiltrate this. So.
Okay, there's a bunch of other crap Kyrie said that drove me nuts, but that's a nice comment. That's sort of a nice team-oriented comment. So I'm just asking you, is it possible they reached their bottom, they cleared the air, and that last night is the start of them digging their way out of it, and it's not too late because they still have the talent, and last night showed us what they're capable of. Is that possible?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it's possible. But again, now you're asking me to project forward that this is going to be who they are, and I just don't think you can make that assumption yet. So now, look, the product last night, oh, man. The play was scintillating. Can I use that word?
Yeah, man.
It was breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
They were absolutely dynamite. And there were a couple of plays that stick out to me that probably stuck out to everybody. One was that trip on offense where they passed the ball around the perimeter. They got it into Horford in the post. He got doubled, jumped up, spun. Jaylen Brown cut to the hoop. He fed him and he dunked it. That was like textbook. Brad Stevens on the sideline, I thought was going to stick both hands in his pants when that one happened. Like, holy mackerel. And then the Marcus Smart play to Gordon Hayward.
The behind-the-back pass?
I don't give a rat's ass about the behind-the-back pass. What I love is the fact that Hayward cut to the basket. They first of all, a bunch of things on that play. Number one, Kyrie Irving had the ball and fed the ball into Smart, who was in the post. Okay? Because Smart had Stephen Curry on him. So that was identifying the mismatch. We're going to go at Curry, even if it means Kyrie giving the ball to Marcus Smart in the post. We are going to go at Curry. That is growth for Kyrie Irving to give that ball up in that spot. So he gave it to Smart. Smart starts backing in. The defense collapses. Hayward sees it and cuts along the baseline, gets an easy layup. And you know who fell asleep defensively on that play? Durant, not interested, didn't want to play. Completely lost sight of Hayward on it. So, look, again, the Celtics did all the right things last night for the most part. There were a few trips down the floor that drove me crazy, but that's going to happen in any game. They cut to the basket. They shared the ball. They didn't throw up stupid shots. They played defense.
Why can't that all be a jumping off point?
It can be. It can be. But they have to prove that to me. because I'm not taking the cheese with this team again.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
And no one should, because we've seen, again, I've said the anomalies have been when they've, oh, wow, these wow wins like they had against Philadelphia after those two hideous losses where it felt like it was imploding. That was nice last night. But I need to see more starting tonight against
Win me over.
Okay, fine. I think that's fair, but I think it would be unfair to rule out the other thing.
Where are you there, facilitator?
Oh, I think that it's entirely possible it could be a jumping off point.
Yeah, Rondo.
Yeah, no, I mean, we said it yesterday. I mean, we didn't rule him out yesterday, right? We said it was, I don't know, whatever, a 10% chance that they can still turn it around. So there's the 10% last night. You saw it. You saw what they're capable of, at least, which is there haven't been very many of those nights where you even saw what they were capable of.
I don't know that they've played a game like that all year against a good team where just about everybody was doing the right thing.
Okay, so I felt before the game yesterday it wasn't too late. It didn't look good. I mean, I still don't like, you know, they're still not a likable team. All the crap that's going on is real, but the talent is still there. And so if you start with that, you know, there's a chance. I think all in the back of our minds, we're all waiting for that one game. Like, I thought it might be against Houston. I thought it might be this game, that game in Toronto. Like, we've all sort of held out in the back of our minds, where's going to be that game where they just sort of bury their crap and play the way they're able to play and show themselves what they're... I mean, we've all sort of had in our back of our mind there's going to be a game like that, isn't there? So I think it's entirely possible. And, you know, so I'm not a team... contrary to what people might think, I don't dump on teams for wins. I typically don't, unless you really piss me off and then I'll do it just to troll you.
I do.
But for the most part, you win and play well, you deserve credit. But... So, I mean, I just think it's entirely possible that they sort of came to Jesus on the plane and someone punched Gordon Hayward in the eye and woke him up. Like, that's part of my narrative. I don't care how he got that shiner. I don't care if it was in the game. I don't care if it was the game before. I don't want to see the tape. I don't want to see the empirical evidence that shows me that he hurt that eye in a basketball context.
I mean, that's what happened. But
no, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. In my narrative, someone punched him on the plane.
I texted Murray about it when I noticed it last night. I said, ooh, when did that happen? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he woke up and looks like Larry freaking Bird. Someone clocked him on the plane on the way out, and I don't care what the real story is.
Marcus Smart did.
That's my story. Thank you.
I think it was Morris.
Smart popped him in the eye. Woke him up. Because where was that fella? Did you think he was capable of that kind of game at this stage? Be honest about that.
No.
Oh, at this point, yeah, after what we've recently seen, no. Okay. That's the most stunning thing.
And the important thing to me is the opponent. Because if they're playing Minnesota, fine.
Right.
Yeah, fine. But it was, and I know Golden State walked in that game last night. They did. Hayward was dynamite.
Well, in the last time.
Absolutely dynamite.
When they played them here, he was foolish. He was like literally falling all over the floor. So that was, I mean, that was the biggest wild thing from last night.
Someone popped him on the plane. It's obvious. It's all right in front of us.
And Horford did.
I don't want to hear otherwise. It was Horford or Smart. We're working on this now.
I bet you it was Ogilvy.
You know that when you first saw the shiner, you're like, where did that come from?
That's what I said. I told you. I texted Murray. I said, yeah. Whoa.
And what did I text you back, Matt?
He said,
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Actually threw a weight at him.
Thank you. He got hit on the plane on the way out.
Can only hope.
Your thoughts, Celtics Warriors last night. Your calls after this.
Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Terry Rozier, offensive end, finds Kyrie. Kyrie moves to Horford, standing on the three-point line, guarded by Bill. Looking for Kyrie, down the right side, pull up, throws to the right corner, Hayward three, got it!
Oh, damn, somebody just stepped on my little bitty baby toe.
A season of frustration is being unloaded on the world champions tonight. Ooh. A 29-point Boston lead.
I mean, it was fun tonight. That's the goal, is to try to build on it. You know, I understand it's one game. You know, you're going to have ups and downs in the season. So physically, I've been feeling pretty good for a little while. But, you know, mentally, it's just been a challenge.
Gordon Hayward, wasn't that the story last night? You had to pick one?
Yeah.
Or, you know, number one is their overall engagement. Like, there it is. There it was. Finally, you wondered if they were ever going to have a night like that this year. So, I mean, don't tell me, honestly, that you doubted whether they could have a night like that. I mean, just the way it's going. And, in fact, I still don't think they like each other. And all those things are still there. So, I don't know. You begin to wonder, were they ever going to have a night like that? So, they proved they could. So, if they proved they could have a night, does it prove they could have a week or 2 weeks or a run? I don't know. You got to start with a night. So, they started with a night. But Gordon Hayward, I mean, I think a lot of people had written him off this year.
Mm-hmm. Look, I told you the other day, didn't we have the discussion about where's the line when you put him on the bench and that's it?
Shut him down. Shut him down. If he's going to be that much of a mental case, I mean, his whatever, those 3-4 games after the All-Star break, oh my God, it was scary. It was scary. He was scared out there. So Gordon Hayward, I think, is the lead in a night of good ones for the Celtics. Your reaction, 617-779-0985. We heard from the president of the Green Teamers the other day in an email where he basically jumped ship, which was, to me, telling. I now want to know, Luke in Vermont, how do you feel after last night's game, Luke?
I feel a little less crazy because what I thought was possible, I saw. Like, if Hayward never got hurt, I thought that's what he was capable of. I don't feel confident going forward that he can do that consistently. And I don't feel confident going forward that Kyrie cannot be a diva, whatever, consistently either. I think those problems are going to come back. But it was nice to see. And I just think if Hayward can be a scorer for this team, he takes their ceiling to a whole nother level because he's so efficient. He doesn't really take bad shots. He can distribute the ball. I think the goal all along was to build the offense through him, even more so than Kyrie. And it was fun to see. I don't believe they can do it going forward, but just quickly.
So, Luke, you've lost faith in this group. You've lost faith in them still.
Yeah, I really have.
Smart man, Luke.
And why? What does it come down to, Luke?
I want to think that Gordon Hayward can do that. I want to think that Kyrie's going to turn his attitude around. But it's just hard to believe that when we have so much evidence going the other way. I mean, I want to believe they can do it. I would love to see them do it. I just don't feel confident that they will do it. Quickly on Boogie Cousins. He will destroy Golden State. I was mocked when he went there, and I said that he would make them worse. Last year, they had the best offense in the history of the NBA because Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant took like 90% of their shots when it mattered. Now Boogie Cousins is getting some of those shots. That only can make you worse.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there. I wonder if he's going to ruin that team, the whole thing. The defense is just, oh, it's the defense is disgusting. The way he played defense last night. I guess that's the way he always plays. And never mind, he doesn't... Is he a 3-and-D player? Is he a space? You know, no, he's sort of a... He can shoot, but doesn't he really want to pound it inside, which is not really what Golden State does. When everyone's healthy, is he still in the starting lineup? Because I would put him with that second group of Jamokes and then let him play the way he wants to when Durant and Curry are off the floor.
So that may be ultimately where they go.
I mean, that's what I would do. But either way, he could ruin that entire thing out there.
Yeah, I think he's a lazy, toxic bum.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what I think he is. Like, so to me, maybe they minimize the impact he can have come playoff time. Golden State didn't show up last night. This is, you know, Cousins aside, this is the danger in the game in terms of putting too much value on it. Did the Celtics play well? Yes. And in name, they beat the Golden State Warriors. But the fact is, when you watch that team last night, holy crap, did they check out. There was no adversity for the Celtics in that game. No, not really. They came out 11-0. Golden State made a little run to tighten up the first quarter, but they still ended it up 8. And then in the middle of the third, Golden State turned it up just a little, cut it to quote-unquote 17, and the Celtics put a run together at the end of the quarter that buried them, and that was it. But there was no resistance. And so all that those internal problems with the Celtics, they're not going to come to the surface when there's no resistance. Those things will come up when they get down 8.
Okay. All I'm saying is it possible last night's a jumping off point?
Yes, it's possible.
And I think that, you know, you have to say yes, it's possible. Steven Taunton. Go, Steve.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, before I begin, hey, Matt, why don't you jump over to Mike's seat and Mike would jump over to Tony's seat? Because, Matt, you deserve the big a-hole chair today. Let me tell you something, okay? Is it fair for us to call the station and tell you guys every day that the Celtics were not on their game? I don't think so, okay? First of all, that was an encouraging win, okay? Granted, you guys deserve to rag on them all day long for their play. But for once, this team showed people that what they're capable of. Thanks, guys.
Okay, and I'm just saying, you know, they deserve some credit for that. I'm going to dump on them after that game. And I think there were times that Golden State did try. Celts played good defense.
They did, yeah, finally.
All right, so it wasn't just a total layover by Golden State. There were times where they tried. It wasn't long. It wasn't extended. It certainly wasn't to start the game. I get it. But there were times that Golden State tried to engage, and the Celts wouldn't let them.
Yeah, the big one to me, again, the one that impressed me was the one at the end of the third quarter. Because Golden State, you know, it was getting a little momentum, and that team can score fast. You saw it early in the game, right after the timeout. Right, it was 11-0, and I think it took a minute for it to make it like 11-9. It was unbelievable how fast they scored. And so, you know, but the Celtics kept their composure and they get some big buckets and they just like drove the stake right through their heart at the end of the third quarter.
We've got Jason in Nashville. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Finally, we can have a little bit of like some positiveness of the Celtics. But, you know, I don't want to hear either from people that, you know, Klay Thompson didn't play. They have enough, you know, firepower to be able to play better than they did last night. I'm
Agreed.
Not saying you guys are. I'm just saying they have enough talent there. They have 5 all-stars. I'm sorry, but like, if Kyrie doesn't play and they still, you know, win, you know, like, it's the same thing. They have enough firepower, so I don't want to hear that. You know, and the most impressive thing to me is that it was on the road. You know, it was in Golden State at the Champs House. And I'm not going to take the cheese off of one game either, but I agree with Mike. Like, finally, I agree with Mike on something, is that it can be a building off point.
Okay, because it's a positive take. That's why you agree with it. And nothing to do with me. It took them to get on a plane to get out of here for that to happen, which isn't, that happens too. Sometimes the road can bring you together. And it's usually not, you know, with 3 weeks left in the season. It's usually not that thing. It's usually an earlier trip that you sort of bond and come together and dot, dot, dot. But sometimes, especially here, place like here, it's sometimes beneficial to get the hell out of Dodge.
No question.
And I think it's just sort of odd. They could have done the exact same thing Sunday against Houston. Nationally televised game, championship contender, MVP candidate on the other side. Same sort of markings and trappings. And you're at home. It's really sort of an easier spot to do it. And it was just the opposite. So it took them getting on a plane and someone punching Gordon Hayward in the eye for them to wake up. Okay.
Uh-huh. I mean, well, the other thing is it wasn't
Wanamaker.
Just...
What, Murray?
I can't be part of that because that's not what happened.
I don't care what really happened. I told you in my narrative, in my mind, that's what happened.
Wanamaker threw the punch.
Thank you.
And the other thing is it wasn't just getting on a plane. It was getting on a plane for a 6-hour flight in which they had to fly around a snowstorm. So they were up there for a while.
Listen, I don't get why when I fly to San Francisco, that's the longest effing flight in America. I don't know why Boston-San Fran takes longer than Boston-LA, but it does, doesn't it?
It's got something to do with the wind.
It does.
Jetstream.
Boston-LA is the only flight, Boston-San Fran is the only flight that I take that I'm like, get me off this effing plane.
Yeah.
I can fly anywhere else in the country. It doesn't matter to me. Boston-San Fran, why is that so painful?
Because I think you're going straight into the wind. I think that's what it is. Honestly.
So it's the worst flight.
So they were up there for a while. And, you know, what's going to happen when you're up there for a while?
Fist fights.
Yeah, someone punches someone in the eye.
No question. Gordon Hayward got it and woke his ass up.
Rozier threw the punch.
Finally, someone woke his ass up. God, that took long enough. Hank in Worcester. Go ahead, Hank.
Mikey, before I get to the negative, I want to talk about the positive real quick. Maz, come on. They could have lost by one, and that's still a good game because they were playing team defense. They were hustling. They were throwing bodies around. They were taking charges. I mean, Boogie Cousins couldn't have come along at a better time. You know what I mean? That was beautiful with Baines. I mean, I was waiting for him to throw down with him. All right, Mikey, the negative. Kyrie, somebody, do they have to talk to the media? Is it possible that they can put a gag order on these guys?
I agree.
Tell Stevens that he's got to either fine him. If that doesn't work, you got to put him on the pine. Do something. He's got to stop talking. It was a good win against a good team.
Okay.
But he still throws guys under the bus at the end.
Oh, he's still painful to listen to, Hank. He's still insufferable. And we'll give you examples here coming up in a second. He's still a house of pain. Oh, my God, that guy. And I don't even think he was the most instrumental guy on the floor. He was finally just part of the ensemble.
He was. Yeah, really. That was evident last night. That did not run through Kyrie.
Yeah, right. So finally. And in fact, even, I think he was sloppy with the ball. Didn't he? He had two turnovers.
Back to back, they were brutal.
Back to back trips where he tries to find Horford, he throws it behind him, and then
the other one that he had a miscommunication, he just basically chucked it out of bounds.
Well, I think it was Jaylen Brown who automatically said, my fault, because this poor kid is so beaten down by everyone pounding on Jaylen Brown. But Kyrie was good, of course, but I feel like he was just sort of a piece of the whole thing. Finally, he was just sort of a piece of the whole thing. But oh my God, his mouth. Oh, goodness, let's get to that after Murray's update here. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong, sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We put a lot of emphasis on being connected, being together, and we just haven't been doing it. We've been doing a lot of talking, and honestly, it's finally about time we put some action to it. And it starts with me. It starts with my energy and where I go out there and the way I play. But these guys did an incredible job of filling in. And just it could be anybody's night on this team, and we got to be okay with that. We got to be okay with guys just being great. If it's their night, and we keep beating them. But tonight, when we're all clicking like that, we're hard to beat.
Okay, Kyrie's walk-off with ESPN. Starts off, I don't know, let's just count the me, eyes, and my's.
Uh-huh.
Shall we?
Yep.
The second half of that comment was fine. But the I, me's, and my's, he still can't stop talking about himself. As if, it's just so LeBron-like. Here's Kyrie and then his post-game media with the scrum. Number one, Jimmy.
We all haven't been feeling too great, as of late. So it's nothing short of that. And, it's a choice that we all had to make, being down, with 17 or 18 games left and knowing what we're gearing up for. It, it's my job to show these guys what it's like to be at that type of level on a consistent basis. And, you know, with my attitude and with my effort and being able to give confidence to these guys, it's just as important as, you know, me, you know, being who I'm supposed to be. So as long as my teammates are feeling good, then, you know, we're in a good place.
It's about me. It's about me doing this and me doing this. And as much as my game and my job is to show these guys what it's like and my attitude and my I.
Son of LeBron, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. What's that Beatles song? My. It's unbelievable.
I don't know what one you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's exactly what they're saying there either. I don't know why that just popped into my head. But my God, with the me, I. That's what he is.
Totally. It is. It's right out of the LeBron playbook. I'm telling you, it's over and over and over again. Me, my team, my guys, our guys, me, my.
Oh, what was that ESPN cut you played coming back? Because I missed the first half of it again. I just want to hear it again, Jimmy, just to get my fills of me's and I's and my's.
We put a lot of emphasis on being connected, being together, and we just haven't been doing it. We've been doing a lot of talking, and honestly, it's finally about time we put some action to it. And it starts with me. It starts with my energy and where I go out there and the way I play. But these guys did an incredible job of filling in.
Okay, fine, stop. You know, we all talked about us and we getting together and playing on a string and the connected effort, and it starts with me.
It is as perfect as
it's about time that we all started playing together. We talked about how important it is for the team and to be together. It's not about one guy, but it really all starts with me.
Like the old church hymn. Let the Celtics win games and let it begin with me. Me.
Even in the course of talking about a team victory and they're all coming together and played connected. And of course, that all starts with me. It starts with me and my attitude and my effort. And showing it to those guys, it's my job. It's oh my God, good Lord!
And look, in terms of his talent, yeah, he's right. But boy, he's LeBron 2.0, son of LeBron.
He's brutal. He's brutal to take in that.
And then
now that said, as long as he plays unselfishly and like
that's all I care about.
Right, I'll take it. And last night he did.
It came naturally to him because he had some turnovers, and I think. He had to adjust a little bit his game, but and I said this all day yesterday. I think the piling on of Kyrie's comments has gotten a little overboard because it frankly doesn't matter what he says. It matters how he plays. And I think not enough has been said about how he's played recently, which is, I think, really disengaged. So last night he picked it up defensively, took a charge for crying out loud.
Yeah, he was good last night.
And mean streak to his game, too. I think it was in the second quarter. I like that he was kind of mean mugging Steph Curry, saying, like, you can't cover me.
So fine. You know? Okay, but still just, he said it, so we're going to react to it. He is just a painful thing to listen to. Post game number 3, Jimmy, let's hear it.
Business part of it is just what makes it, you know, terrible for me, honestly, dealing with all this shit. You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. And then basketball part is just, I have to keep that fun. You know, that's where I'm great. That's where I love to play, be with around my teammates. That's what makes me happy.
Me, my. Oh, my God.
It's like, I'm telling you, the whole season has been a journey in self-discovery for Kyrie Irving. He's starting to figure out, like, who he is, because it's all it is him talking about what pleases him. And I just find it astonishing that you could have guys playing basketball together, and I know this is largely about him, that don't take any joy in a guy on their team doing something well. Like, that blows away. And he was chief among them. He's at the top of the list, for crying out loud. So last night, really, for one of the first times all year, felt like they were pulling for each other, didn't it?
Yes, like absolutely.
Aside from the passes and the movement and the defense, they looked like they were playing for each other for once.
Oh, but then when he's asked about it, it's still this. It's me and my and my.
That's where I'm great. That's where I love to.
He's bitching about the business part of it. Like, oy vey, poor you. You know, poor you in the business of being a high-priced NBA free agent. But, you know, but on the basketball court, that's where I'm great.
Where I'm great. That's where I love to.
That's where I'm great.
And I'm great. That's where I love to play.
Okay, yeah, got it. And then the fourth one, I know you have it, Jimmy, but there's sometimes I just like to read it because there are some times where Kyrie says something and you go, what? What is that? And it's always better when I read it, I think. He said, this is in the middle of the Washburn column, and I don't know what the question was, but this is the quote. It wasn't a change of perspective. It was just letting the guard down completely. Just not thinking I'm at odds with everybody. It's not a completion in this locker room. Talking with Brad was very helpful. Talking with Danny was very helpful. That made it very easy to just go out and just have fun playing basketball. Okay, the second part of the quote I get. It wasn't a change of perspective. It was just letting the guard down completely, just not thinking I'm at odds with everybody. It's not a completion in this locker room.
Okay, so I think there's a typo in there.
I hope.
I think completion was supposed to be competition.
Okay, I'll take that. Autocorrect. Maybe it did in Washburn.
Or he was just writing fast and wrote completion. Well, like, you know, I've done it.
Jimmy, how did it sound? Do you have that?
It wasn't really a change of perspective. It was just letting the guard down completely, you know, and just not thinking I'm at odds with everybody. So, you know, it's not a competition.
Yes. Very good. Okay.
So I hadn't even heard that audio, honestly. When I read it, I said this is a typo. He meant competition. He wrote completion.
Good. All right. So that quote actually makes sense. No problem there. I don't even think there was only one I in there in the whole thing. So I guess they're asking about the conversations with Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge going out there. And did that give you an attitude adjustment? And he says it wasn't a change of perspective. It was just letting the guard down. Just not think I'm at odds with everyone. It's not a competition in this locker room. Okay, good. Fair. That's a good quote. He doesn't deserve any criticism for that one.
I mean, the competition in the locker room thing has been a problem. That has been a problem because they all look at it and say, why is this guy getting out? How come I'm, you know, I get the ball, he gets the ball. How come he's getting minutes? I'm not getting minutes. He's getting shots. How come I have to pass? It's the same old crap. And the reality is it doesn't matter. That's the first rule you have to teach yourself on a team. It doesn't matter how we score if we score.
So, but again, you know, good team win, good team effort. Kyrie played in a team context, but he still just can't help himself.
It starts with me. It starts with my energy and where I go out there and the way I play.
It's my job, my attitude, and with my effort, you know, me, you know, being who I'm supposed to be. So, as long as my teammates are feeling good, then the basketball part is just I have to keep that fun. That's where I'm great. That's where I love to play.
Me, 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 I, me, me, my, me, me, my. Seriously.
It starts with me. It starts with my energy and where I go out there and the way I play.
It's my job, my attitude, and with my effort, you know, me, you know, being who I'm supposed to be. So as long as my teammates are feeling good, then the basketball part is just I have to keep that fun. That's where I'm great. That's where I love to play.
Okay, so just blot your ears out and just watch. Just watch them play and don't listen.
Seriously, it is. It's like when the post game comes on, turn the TV off. Don't listen to the radio. Don't turn on the TV for post game.
Long commercial free segment is next. More of your Celtics reaction. We'll get to the Bruins off the top of the next hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
And let me tell you something else. Kyrie Irving, I don't know him that well. He seems like a good kid. But I've never seen a person so miserable to have so much success, to have the world in the palm of his hand. He's going to make $40, $50 million a year for the next 10, 15 years. He's already won a world championship. He's in movies. But he's got to be one of the most miserable people I've ever seen. He wanted to go to Boston because he wanted to have his own team. And what a lot of these guys don't understand is when you're a star, and I've been a star, you get all the credit, but you get all the blame. That ain't right. That ain't fair. That's just how it is.
Charles Barkley on the Greenberg Show on ESPN. On Kyrie Irving. We have more from Charles coming up. As usual, good spot with him. Interesting things. That's his take on Kyrie Irving. Back to your phones, as promised. Jared in Watertown on the Celts last night. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
Good.
So going right now, I would love to think that Brad Stevens just got up on that plane, got in everyone's faces, and laid down the law as the leader of that team. He needed to take the reins, take control, and he got in Kyrie's face, told him how bad his movies are, put him in his place. And, yeah, I know it's the real deal. Gordon Hayward probably suckered him a little bit. But right now, going forward, they're going to sweep the Western Conference road trip, and then they're heading back, and they're back in business, back in the saddle.
Okay, now that's a little silly, but either way, you can be optimistic. I just think it's unfair to totally dismiss last night. Because, be honest, you didn't know if they were capable of putting together a night like that. I mean, they were talent-wise, but did they care enough about each other and care enough about the team and the season to actually put it together like that? I had my doubts. Everyone had. Don't be a liar. You know, you all had to have your doubts.
Of course.
Green Mountain Luke, the chief green teamer, I mean, the most diehard green teamer, had to wonder whether they were capable from a teamwork standpoint of putting it all together like that. Talent, we never doubted it. So they put it together, and so I think it's fair to say that could be the first step. But anything, I mean, they got to show you more than that.
Yeah, it's got to go. Look, just as I had doubts yesterday, what I'm going to tell you is I still have them now. Now, a little less than I did 24 hours ago because what I saw was encouraging. And again, to me, it was the style of play more than anything. And the willingness, what they did last night that they haven't done all year, frankly, is trust each other. So we're going to give the ball to Marcus. If he misses, we live with it. And then we come down the next time, and wherever the mismatch is that's what we do. And if things get bad enough and we need a hoop, then maybe we go to Kyrie or we call a timeout and drop a play. Like, that's really all it is. And they couldn't figure it out, which is the most mind-numbing part of the whole thing.
So I'm just curious. If it does all turn around and ultimately they go on a run, you know, it will be interesting to see what happened on that plane. You know, who hit Hayward in the eye? I mean, that's really what I want to know.
Tice hit Hayward in the eye with a moist sweat sausage.
Something happened. Someone cracked Hayward. And again, I don't want to hear the real story. That's part of the narrative. It's much more interesting and easier.
Something happened on that flight. And it might not be as dramatic as we think, but we can make it dramatic.
No. So, well, I'm already convinced someone cracked Hayward. Jordan in Florida. Go ahead, Jordan.
In the article you wrote, you were talking about how the Celtics passed the ball well and the shots were distributed. I'm curious, if they continue to play unselfishly like this, do you think they can make it back to the finals?
Yes, sure. If they play like last night, they'll be in the finals.
Sure.
Okay, but that's the big if, right? I mean, that was a hell. They scored 75 points at half or something like that?
I think it was that.
I think it was 73.
Because they made one right at the buzzer, too, right?
Smart three, I think. But it was 70. So, yeah, if they have halves, would they go on the road in the playoffs and score 73s? If that's who they are? Yeah, they're going to go to the finals.
I mean, those are the games that open your eyes, the ones that where they show what the ceiling is, because the ceiling last night was through the roof. And I think there were something like 8 guys who took between 7 and 16 shots, which means, you know, and nobody took more than that. So the ball was zipping around. They were identifying mismatches, and there were still some stupid plays in there, but you're always going to get some. You're not going to get 100% team basketball. There's always going to be some donkey who thinks that he can do it on his own and doesn't. Like, and again, it's okay if it's an isolated incident, and then you lapse back into sort of the group mentality. But that you know, what's been going on for the majority of the year has been selfish and petty.
Here's Andrew and Peabody. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Real quick, so it doesn't matter when they go on this run, they're making the playoffs, so they're going to, if they get it together now, then they're going to get it together for the playoffs. And secondly, it was Brad Stevens that punched Hayward on the plane. Thank you.
Okay, someone did. Don't tell me that happened in a basketball game or a basketball context. There's no way that guy sleepwalks through the entire season. Then all of a sudden he looks like Larry Flippin' Bird, but he's got a black eye. Don't tell me someone didn't give him a pop to wake him up.
I mean, that's...
whatever it was, it woke him up. Neener. I don't want to hear it, Murray. I don't want to. That's my story.
You were there Friday night.
That's my storyline. Here's Travis on the road. Hi, Travis.
How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Good. I got a couple of points here. We're letting Brad Stevens off the hook, and we're also letting Danny Ainge off the hook. They set up this team to be what it is, and they're dealing with it now. You got a bunch of, you know, early round picks who want to get paid, and obviously everyone wants to shine. So it's just disaster.
Travis, they missed on the psychological evaluation. I don't think there's any question about it. I think that's a fair second guess, except I still do have a hard time getting on a GM who acquired too much talent but just didn't figure out that they would hate each other. Like, I don't know. He's not a shrink. Danny's job is to acquire talent, especially in that league. Other sports, the character stuff matters a lot more, I think. In basketball, generally, it doesn't. So, but...
See, my criticism, though, would be that they took too long. If they did just address it now, they took too long to do it.
Right.
Because it shouldn't be happening on March 5th or March 4th, the day of the flight. Like, you know, these problems were apparent, and I think the Celtics wanted to believe that they weren't a big deal and that they would sort themselves out. You want my honest opinion?
Yes.
The 20 games at the beginning of the year took too long. It shouldn't have taken 20 games to get that sorted out. It should have been like 10 or maybe 15. Once it got past 50, they were 10 and 10. I mean, that is brutal. That has to happen faster than that.
Gary Washburn wrote in his early column that, let's make one thing clear, the Celtics are not beefing. They are just not all that close. And there's a difference. He says they don't dislike one another. I would disagree with that. But he says they don't dislike one another. But the organization seemed to make the inaccurate assessment that players around the same age with the same personal goals would mesh into a cohesive unit. Also, I think that they misgauged the effect of Gordon Hayward not being ready but still getting all those minutes, how that would affect the team. So Ainge, Stevens, I think the whole team just sort of thought, we have all this talent, we'll throw it together, they'll figure it out because we'll all have the common goal and we'll all come together, and they didn't put enough stock into those selfish motives that creep into the NBA player. And so I think that's a fair criticism, except... if you have an NBA GM, you want him holding off on acquiring talent because you're worried about the mesh? Like, I don't know. Like, usually in basketball, that stuff works itself out more than any other sport.
And no, know,
maybe,
no,
it's
want...
not, maybe it's not too late. Who knows?
No, it might not be too late. I'm just not basing it solely on last night. I need to see some ability to do that repeatedly and also do it in the face of adversity, because last night they didn't face any.
Walter and Haverhill. Hi, Walter.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Every time you guys talk about Kyrie, can you please play the song "Me, Myself, and I" by De La Soul?
Okay,
I think that'd be a nice fitting tribute for him.
So I don't know that one. That feels too recent to me. I went back to 1967 with the Beatles and I Me, Me, My.
It's 30 years old, but...
Del Sol's, I don't even know that one.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll pull up something for the final word.
Yeah,
we're working on something for the final word.
Yeah, we're
you
endeavoring.
Worry.
Okay, beautiful, on that note, you know, do the soundtrack on your own time. Okay?
We're going to do it during the final word, which is my time.
We're dishing out sports takes and making crap up. All right, so would you please still want to know who hit Gordon Hayward?
You know what? My hope is that it was Kyrie. Like, that would be good. The two-star players going at it on the plane, throwing haymakers at each other, and then Kyrie takes one of those metal tops off, like the room service trays that they give you, the metal top that covers the dish, and pop Gordon right in the face with it. That would be a good story.
Something happened.
Isn't the obvious suspect Jaylen Brown, because Jaylen wants Hayward's playing time?
I think there's so many guys that could have done it. Whoever did it, though, it woke him right up. We have that, and let's get to the Bruins last night, shall we? We'll do it right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.